They will do nothing about it. And here's the reason why. Notice the pattern of the NCAA, which for the most part dates back to the days when Jerry Tarkanian made the famous joke that they're so mad at Kentucky they put Wichita State on probation. The NCAA only punishes, for the most part, the meek, especially of late. So what do? Kansas is investigated by the FBI. The NCAA does nothing. And Bill Self, well, they tarnished my reputation. Like, okay, well, it is the FBI. I mean, all right. But did the NCAA do anything about it? No. North Carolina had the academic scandal. Did the NCAA do anything about it? No. After they botched the Penn State thing, when they botched it, okay, pure and simple. You notice they haven't touched Michigan State over Larry Nassar. They haven't touched Ohio State over the problems that they have, and they haven't touched Michigan either with the doctors and so forth. They haven't touched them. But James Madison makes the move from FCS to FBS. Plays Bucknell, by the way, in the opener. That's the only FCS opponent they have. Yet they aren't allowed to go to a bowl game. They aren't allowed to win the conference championship. They're not allowed to represent as the top group of five team. Again, they'll punish them because they're the meek. Where's their power? Tez Walker, long time, finally got to play, but they punished him. He's just a kid. So, that's the pattern, Matt. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, that, 100%. It's sad, really.
If it's the meek, they have no problem saying no. If it's the powerful, they have a big problem of looking into the power. Nothing will come of this. I'd be shocked if something came of it. Right? But if it was somebody else, like down the food chain, they have no problem putting the hammer down. But here's the tangent that I think does need to be discussed. When you are talking about TV contracts the way they are now and the money that's coming in, and I know the money is needed in other areas, but does it really take that much money? And I've advocated for this for years. I mean, these are questions that I go back when I talked to Bill O'Brien about this. So I'm going back now 11 years with Bill on the talk show where I talked about this. I said, Bill, you were in the NFL. You had a radio in the helmet of Tom Brady, and at that time it was, you know, Bobby Hoyer, okay, as his quarterbacks. I said, he says, you have to signal plays in. I said, how ridiculous is that to you as a head coach that dealt with a system that had radios and helmets? Why aren't there radios and helmets for offensive coordinators to directly talk to the quarterback in college football? I know it's an expense thing. I don't expect it to be at Bucknell. But my goodness, in Power 5 football? Come on.
I don't disagree with that at all.
I mean, I just think that I sit there and I look at this. And this is something I've talked about for years. I mean, James was in the NFL with the Packers. And with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers as the two quarterbacks at the time. And the coordinator always could talk to them. Now I know you need one for the defensive side as well. That's fine. And it shuts off with 15 seconds to go in the play clock, always. It's an automatic. It shuts off. And I mean, how many do you need? I mean, for Penn State, you would need 4. And then what? Pick somebody. I mean, I know you'd swap a lot of guys out on defense, but 4 on defense? That's it. You're talking about 8? Really? Now, if you're playing in a game, for example, say Penn State's playing Delaware, and Delaware doesn't have that system, then both sides have to abide by. So it's not an advantage. But when you're in the Big Ten, and everybody in the Big Ten would have it, all 18 schools, everybody in the SEC would have it. Everybody in the Big 12 would have it. ACC, they'd all have it. Now, the issue is going to be, like, for example, I brought up James Madison. Would James Madison have it? I don't know. It's an expense. But if there's one school that doesn't have it, then you have to abide by the rules of the one school that doesn't have it. In other words, that game. But if both schools in the same game have the technology, use it. Instead of this archaic sign stuff all the time. It's just ridiculous. I've watched this forever. People signs and holding up. You're trying to use. You'll see people holding up bed sheets behind the signs, so the people, in case they're being scouted, or it's on film.
I mean, at least for Big Ten and SEC schools, you can't tell me, I mean, I get it's an expense, but you can't tell me that those schools can't afford it, especially with all the new TV revenue coming in now.
Well, that's my point. My point is you've got revenue coming in all over the place, and the ACC and the Big 12 can afford it, too. We're not talking about billions of dollars here. We're talking about radios and helmets. Okay? That's what we're talking about here, on their own frequency. I mean, come on. That's the heck of it. Let's just look this up. I don't know if it's possible. How much do NFL quarterback radios cost? Yeah, let's do that. How much does the average NFL quarterback helmet cost? All right. Let's see here. They cost between $500 and $1,000. No, it says $1,200.
Yeah, that should be pocket change for those schools.
It says here that the cost, first of all, you get the helmets anyway. The new Riddell Precision Fit, which is custom for each player, costs $1,200 plus a one-time $550 setup fee, which involves scanning your head, feeding the data in a computer, and so forth. Add in a few hundred more for the radio for the quarterback. A few hundred. A few hundred. So, talking about a few hundred dollars. I mean, the NFL has had this technology in place now for 29 years. You know that? It's the 30th season of one-way radio helmet communication. I mean, it's the 30th season of it. It is, to me, it's something I've talked about and asked about for years. Because I think it's ridiculous. You know, people trying to do signs, things like that. And people are saying, see, what happens, what they're doing is what Michigan is accused of is actually having somebody at the games using probably their phone to specifically just look at the signs being sent in. That's all the phone's doing. Then they just match it up to the tape. I mean, and again, you should have radios in the helmet. I'm sorry. It's not as great of expense as people think it is. You know, they talk about helmet liability, warranty. For goodness sakes, I've been making this thing for years. And Grambling and Southern did it for a game. They said it worked great. I mean, there's a lot of mumbo-jumbo as to why, you know. And that's what you get in most of these things. Well, blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, just blah, blah. Just do it. Goodness sakes. If one league has been doing it for 30 seasons, like not three, like we're not quite sure, 30 seasons. I'm sorry. That means they're pretty much in the NFL, with maybe a rare exception, have perfected it.